You're listening to the Texas Standard.
A Texas lawmaker is calling on Governor Greg Abbott to add ethics reform to his special session agenda. Republican State Representative Sarah Davis heads the House committee that is tasked with scrutinizing wrongdoing at the state level. Most recently, she led an investigation into the Texas Alcoholic Beverage Commission. That was after news reports revealed misconduct and mismanagement of funds within the agency. Representative Sarah Davis joins us now. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
So what kind of ethics reform do you want to see Abbott add to the special session?
There are a lot of different things dealing with ethics that the governor could add. One area that I am focusing on and will be filing legislation is dealing with the acceptance of campaign contributions during a special session. I did not realize that you could accept campaign contributions during a special session, but I had read news reports about there being a loophole. So I'd like to go ahead and clean up that loophole to make it clear that there could be no campaign contributions accepted during a special session by any member of the legislature or any statewide elected official, and also continuing that blackout period for the veto period that may exist. And I think one of the priorities we saw from the governor's office last session during the regular session was wanting to close what's called the revolving door, legislators immediately turning into lobbyists and then using their campaign funds to lobby. And so another piece of legislation I will be filing is going to restrict when a legislator can become a lobbyist. And there'll be basically a cooling off period of a legislative session for that.
These measures you're talking about aren't the first that you've pushed that are not on the governor's special session. Right. So last week, I think a House committee advanced a bill that you authored, and that bill aims to reverse deep cuts to a Medicaid therapy program for kids with developmental delays. But Governor Abbott has 20 items on his list already, and he doesn't seem willing to add any more, right?
It doesn't appear that way. I've read that he said he would consider opening up the call after his 20 items passed. I don't know at this point if all of those items will pass the House, but I figure if the governor's going to call me back up here to Austin to talk about what my local communities can do with their trees, then perhaps we could spend some time focusing on things like ethics reform or like providing therapy rate restorations for our disabled kids.
Is there anything that's on his agenda right now on that list of 20 topics that, as you see it, should remain and is really important? Or how many of the things on there would you say could be pushed aside?
Well, I think the maternal mortality task force, obviously that's very, very important. And we obviously need to pass those sunset bills for the medical board. We're obviously always interested in talking about property tax relief, but there really seems to be a focus on sort of wanting to rule over our municipalities with like a tree ordinance. And that's not really what I was elected to do. I'm a state representative, and I really don't feel it's my job to undo what my city council members and mayors of my cities were elected to do. So I don't know that there's a lot of interest for that in the House. The bathroom bill, I feel like, is just a waste of time. Didn't have legs in it during the regular session, so I don't anticipate that it's going to go anywhere in the special session, at least in the House.
So meanwhile, Governor Greg Abbott is ranking House lawmakers based on their support of the measures on his special session call. And he gave you a rating that wasn't that great. How do you respond to that?
I'm actually not aware of what the governor rated me at, but I was not elected to do what the governor tells me to do. I was elected by voters in House District 134 in Houston, and that's who I answer to.
That's Republican State Representative Sarah Davis. Representative Davis, thanks for joining us from the Capitol today.
Thank you.